Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Pat, talk to us.
Man, this is so right in line with what God's been speaking to me, and it's just so powerful. You know, you guys have been reading The Fear of the Lord, and I'll read the chapter, and I'll go back, and I'll read it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll go back and read it. I just can't get past. I mean, this is the third time in this, and it's like I've never read it before.
Yeah. Well, who wrote this?
This is John Bevere.
Okay.
The Fear of the Lord. And I've been talking about this over a period of time, but man, God, we are made. And it's funny that you guys are talking about this, that we are made to coexist with God.
Mm.
I mean, His glory. We are the temple of God.
Wow.
And He wants to dwell in us. And work with us,
yeah,
and have a relationship with us,
yeah,
and just coexist with us. But there's this thing that we got to deal with.
Yeah,
think
about that concept.
Yeah,
God, the Creator, Manager of the universe, God who created the world in 7 days, God, wants to coexist with us.
Yeah,
I mean, David says, "Lord, who are we that you're mindful of, man, that you made him out of dust?" You know what? Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's the amazing love story. It's like, really?
Yeah.
You want to talk to me? Mm-hmm. And he says,
"Have you seen my life? Are you sure about this?"
He says, "Absolutely.
Absolutely."
All right. And that's why a lot of people don't even, I'm just not good enough.
Yeah.
I'll never be good enough. I mean, consider that. I remember thinking that when I was younger, before I even knew God.
Yeah.
I can never measure up to that because my experience and my perception of God was so whack. You know,
And the truth is that they're right. We're not good enough.
Yeah.
I mean, it's His goodness. We have nothing, no good in us. That is a correct statement.
Yeah.
You know, it's only in God that is good. But He loves us in our ungood state, if you will, in our unlovable state. Mm-hmm. That's what makes us melt for Him. That even in all of that, you love me. You say it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's exactly the way I felt. I mean, it was just, I cannot measure up to Him.
Right.
But nobody ever told me about Jesus.
Mm. Yeah.
Nobody told me there was access to Him through His Son.
Yes.
But so once I met Him, it's like, oh, okay.
The door,
the gateway, you know what I'm saying? That was powerful. So, you know, in my reading this, this specific chapters talks about the coming glory.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And we've been hearing about that for years and years and years, and we've seen spurts of it. You know, you remember the Brownsville revival, and then you know, down in Lakeland when God just started manifesting, and now even in Africa, you know,
the Great Awakening, Tonga.
Yeah, exactly. And God just began to speak to John Bevere. He says, "You know, John, that what's coming next is going to be 7 times greater than what happened in Pentecost.
Wow,
7 times greater." And we look at the book of Acts as if, man, wow, that's, man, if we could only have that again.
Yeah. Right.
Well, get ready.
Yeah.
Buckle up.
Yeah.
It's
buckle
coming.
Up and buckle in, right?
Yeah.
It's coming. And God just began to just reveal, like, just through the scripture. He says, "God, if this is true, then show me in your scripture." Obviously, it's somewhere in the Bible. And God just began to just reveal, like, He just went through scripture after scripture after scripture. But one main one that really stood out and that just sealed the deal for Him.
Mm-hmm.
It's written in Isaiah 30. And it says, "The light of the sun will be 7 times brighter, like the light of 7 days. So it will be when the Lord begins to heal His people and cure him of the wounds that He gave them."
Wow.
This is Isaiah 30:26. 7 times greater.
Wow.
Like, wow. Amazing. It's going to be unbelievable. But at the same time, you know, God's just going to begin to deal with His people because we're not ready.
No.
And we just got to be honest. We're really not ready for that.
Yeah.
Because as I talked about before, there is consequences for irreverence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we got to start dealing with our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And one way or another, we're going to have to deal with it, you know, no matter who you are.
Oh, yeah.
It can't coexist together. The two are just polar opposites.
Well, that's the thing, the familiarity with God and thinking that we can approach God and the things of God, you know, running right into Him.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, wait a minute, our hearts need to be in the right place. You know,
right.
I believe the reason one of the temples, and when I was in Israel and Jerusalem, when you go up to the Temple Mount, they have a narrow step and a wide step, and a narrow step and a wide step as you're going up. And My understanding of that is so that when you approached the temple at that time, you weren't walking up any kind of ordinary step there. You weren't just going to jog your way up to the temple, mm-hmm. but it was to break your cadence. It was to break your step. It was awkward. You take a short step, and then you got to walk two more steps on this wider step, and then you take, you know, it was an awkward movement,
yeah.
and it's for you to prepare yourself to understand, to jog your memory that I'm not going up any regular steps here. I'm about to go to the holy place. I'm about to encounter God, and we need to have that. That's what you're saying. Yeah,
exactly, exactly. And when I say the book of Acts, like, it's not happening now, it's happening. We see the miracles. I mean,
amen.
My God, I'm a miracle. Yeah. You know, we're seeing, we've amen. Seen healings. We've seen God move miraculously on our behalf.
Right.
But
What's coming
yeah, is going to be seven times greater.
Greater yeah. glory.
Greater glory.
Wow.
And it's exciting. It makes me think about the dreams that God's even given me recently
mm-hmm.
about seeing God's glory manifesting and others who've had those dreams as well. So yeah, it's just going to be awesome.
Fear the Lord,
mm-hmm.
not being familiar. You know, to be familiar is to lust for more and never being satisfied with all that he's doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and we've seen the glory of God. I mean, let me tell you something. God is pouring out his spirit, and we've seen it among even our own expression. I mean, just Sunday, we heard an amazing miracle. And forgive me for not having the exact details, but let me tell you something. This woman shared how her heart was in a serious condition.
Yeah, congestive heart failure.
Mm-hmm.
Major. Mm-hmm. Major. And she had fatigue. A noticeable difference,
mm-hmm.
and God miraculously, not only healed her heart, but the doctor testified to her and said, it was only a miracle.
God gave
the doctor told her this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now she's at the gym three days a week. Yes, I am convicted, but I'm happy for her.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's nothing more powerful to see the glory of God, to see the miracles of God that are happening right in our midst.
Yeah. She was actually scheduled for a heart transplant. Because she only had 25% actually working. 75% wasn't working at all. Her heart.
That's the God we serve.
Yeah.
That's the God we serve. And this is what we're seeing in our midst of among us. I mean, we've seen tumors the size of a grapefruit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, totally reduced.
In the brain.
In the brain. Yeah. In the brain, no less. So let me tell you something. God is doing a major, major thing in our midst.
Absolutely.
And we're just believing that God's going to continue to pour out his spirit.
That's right.
And we're believing for a greater awakening that's already happening in South Africa, that it will reach the rest of the world and it will reach on over here to America.
Amen.
But God is on the move.
Yeah.
God's on the move.
Powerful.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.